This is the brief on the legal reckoning of AI chatbots and the human-in-the-loop solution. Grieving families and state governments are finally dragging AI companies into court for the real-world harm their chatbots cause, absolutely proving that the era of unregulated AI is ending. First, regulators are literally treating chatbots like rogue professionals now. Florida just sued OpenAI and its CEO Sam Altman directly over concealed risks. Meanwhile, Pennsylvania charged the app Character.ai with practicing medicine without a license after a bot gave someone a fake medical ID. Second, this legal shift exposes deep corporate negligence. Lawyers suing OpenAI over the February 2026 Tumblr Ridge school shooting claimed the safety system actually flagged the shooter's account back in June 2025. The safety team recommended calling the cops, but leadership allegedly buried the warning. This is what happens when the tech totally works, but leadership looks away. Third, a June 2026 JAMA pediatric study reveals a hidden youth crisis. Nearly 1 in 5 U.S. kids use chatbots for mental health. But here's the terrifying part. 63% of them tell absolutely no one. If a teen relies on a product never built for emergencies, who's ultimately responsible? Finally, AI isn't the enemy if human clinicians stay in charge. Kaiser Permanente uses AI to flag suicide risks at intake for a real doctor. Similarly, WISA handles routine screening, saving therapists serious time. That's AI doing its real job, acting as an efficient intake nurse, not the lead doctor. The difference between a billion-dollar lawsuit and saving a life isn't the intelligence of the AI model, but whether a licensed human is kept in the loop to make the final call.